of the Stars podcast. My name is
Jack.
Yeah, I forgot it for a second. I forgot who I was.
I'm Cindy.
Cindy, and we had another Dancing with the Stars.
Yes, there's only one time this week,
so that's why we're out here early.
Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Yeah, today's Tuesday, right?
It is today. Okay. Today is Tuesday.
Yes.
Nothing gets by you.
I know. I'm tired all of a sudden.
We had a 1 in 7 chance of getting it, you know, right. So there's 7 days in the week.
You're exhausting.
You're exhausting. I'm sorry. Oh, it's memorable. It was memorable year night.
Yeah. I would have a whole bunch of them.
Yeah, I like how Val couldn't remember.
I know. He said 2001. Right away, I said, not the year he got engaged.
And then they go to Jenna and she's like, well, you want to know what Val said?
No, no.
Thanks for throwing me under the bus, buddy.
Yeah, I know, huh?
That's really nice.
Yes.
I thought it was a great night. Great night of dancing.
I agree.
I like the fact
obviously, there's different levels of dances. There are different there are different qualities.
Well, they're getting better.
But every dance was great.
And right now, I couldn't tell you who's going to win. There's 3 or 4 people I think could win this.
I would agree.
And we'll go over who I think could win as we're going along.
Okay.
First, we have Mary Lou and Sasha, and hers was 2004, and they're doing the waltz.
It wasn't 2004. It was 1990.
Oh, 1984. 1984. Where did I get 2004 at?
Was that your most memorable year?
No, I don't know. Someone had 2004, right?
Huh?
Oh, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. It's when she won the gold medal. 1984.
And she won the gold medal.
Yeah, I didn't realize she had a bad knee before she competed.
I think for some reason I knew that.
Really? I could see you knowing that.
I don't know why, but I knew that. I wasn't shocked.
Right.
But I think she lands on it funny or something. I don't know.
I thought it was the other gymnastics, the other girl that he coached too. Anyway.
Anyway.
Here nor there.
You know those gymnastic athletes, they're always hurting something.
Yeah.
They go through a lot. They did the waltz.
You know what's so bad though? Because being the first person, I forgot how her dance was. We just watched it. Yeah. And I can only remember most of the second half. Yeah. But I thought she was good. She has a beautiful smile.
Yeah.
But I thought it was a good dance. I liked it. Lynn didn't like the way her fingers were.
Yeah, something wrong with her fingers.
Well, I'm sure that's from gymnastics. Her fingers going like that. I'm sure because if you look at all her pictures when they were showing her when she competed. I know you can't see my fingers, people.
Yeah, I can see them.
Is that why you're looking like that at me? But anyway, I'm sure that's how they talk, how they want their hands to be after they compete their thing.
So it's habit.
I think it's a habit, yeah.
Anyway,
what did you think?
I thought it was a great dance.
Yeah.
I thought it was very good. She's hanging in there. Can she win it? I'm leaning right now that she's middle of the pack right now.
I
don't think she can win it, but you never know. She got 8s across the board.
And well deserved.
Well deserved.
Yeah.
Next up, we have Milo and Whitney, or what do you call her? Willows, whatever. Whatever it was. It was so long ago. It was like an hour ago.
And you're old like us. We forgot what it was an hour ago.
I can't remember that. I know. So it's not my fault.
He's so cute, though. You know? His mom's so proud. I didn't realize that was his mom the whole time until you told me last week.
Yeah, it's okay. They have the same last name.
I know.
Anyway.
I didn't put 2 and 2 together. Don't blame me.
Well, it's 4. But no, they're doing the jive. But I said last week he's had.
Yeah, you feel like he's had something.
Some training to do that backflip. You can't just. That's dangerous.
But don't you think, like you're young, you could do silly things like that.
You're young. You can do backflips.
Yeah, you know. I don't know. For some reason, I think a 17-year-old boy can do just about anything that's coordinated.
I think a 17-year-old person, any girl or boy, could do whatever they want. I'm not sexist like you, just thinking boys could do it.
Did you come across sexist?
No, I'm just kidding.
Okay, I apologize. I raised 2 girls. I told them all to be independent.
Independent.
Anyway.
I thought it was an excellent dance. Doing the jive, it was
fast. I thought it was tense. They didn't give him tens.
No, they gave 9s across the board.
It was a great dance. It was one of his best.
So Milo and Whoopi or Whoppy, I can't remember what he said. Woodsy?
No, Willow.
Willow?
I don't know. You know, people are yelling at us right now listening to this, telling us what it is.
It's what it is! Anyway, next up we have Nancy and Val doing the rumba.
Yeah.
I thought it was a good dance.
It's okay, yeah. I mean, she's all right.
And you didn't know her brother was on the TV show Alice.
Well, first of all, we've established that I was a competitive ice skater and worked my butt off while you sat around watching tons of TV.
No, I was very active in the... Well, I just watch TV. What are you going to do?
I don't know, but
I could be outside all day long.
I couldn't be. I didn't. You watch so much TV. There's no way I watch as much as you've watched. You watch a lot of TV. Considering TV wasn't that popular back then.
Oh, kiss my grits. TV was more popular back then than it is now.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. I meant as many channels. You didn't have a lot of options.
Oh, no. Well, that's why I watched it.
We only had one TV, and it was like a tiny little thing, and it wasn't very big.
I had a TV. I had a TV in my room.
Well, you must have been rich.
No, I wasn't rich, but it was. I had a TV in my room.
Then you were rich. If you had a TV in your room, in my life, you were considered rich.
Well, no, not... We had a TV... It wasn't... I was later on in life I had a TV.
Okay, you don't have to patch Pat. Now you were richer than me.
We were loaded.
Compared to my mom, a single mom, yeah. You probably had a little bit more money than we did.
According to my dad, we never had money. That was my dad. Well, we don't have any money. Okay.
Anyway, so I didn't know that I didn't watch the show Alice.
Alice, yeah, I showed you his picture.
No, you did. I didn't recognize him at all.
I thought it was a good dance. I thought she deserved better than what Lennon.
I thought she deserved eights across the board. Yeah, but they weren't nines, but it was definitely a much improved. I mean, she's been basically getting sevens the whole time.
Right.
And I thought it was a good little. I thought it was a what was it a rumba.
Rumba.
Yeah, I thought it was good.
Well, Carrie Ann agrees with us eight, but Lennon Nick. Who's Nick?
Nick's your friend. Nick's your buddy. Nick's the guy you have a beer with.
Lynn and Bruno. Yes. Got sevens. Well, if you see a picture of me and holding my granddaughter today, I look like I was dead.
Because you were tired.
I fell asleep.
Yes.
Didn't sleep last night, so I'm sleeping right now.
Okay.
As I'm talking.
But she's okay, but she's not like, if I were to like, if we weren't podcasting, I would skip her. Only reason I would even watch it because of Val. I wouldn't really watch it because of her.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Yeah. I know it sounds bitter and mean.
Sounds bitter and mean, but yes. I watch them all because I care about people out there competing and giving it their all. Something I'll feel comfortable. Next up, we have Ivana and Keo doing the Vietnamese Waltz.
I thought her story was really interesting.
Yes.
Really, really cool. I mean, she was, you know, she had an eating disorder, but she was into Harry Potter.
Yeah.
And it seems like young girls that 11, 12, 13, sometimes they get those a lot of issues, anxieties. We had one of those. And so they just kind of change overnight, you know, they become J.K. Rowling. And I guess that letter that she says, oh my God, oh my God, she was excited that she got the role. She didn't realize she had gotten the...
What about J.K. Rowling's? I'm pretty sure that's her name, right?
Yeah.
Sending her...
They were pen pals. I know.
That's pretty cool.
That's very cool.
That's very amazing. That to me was the most exciting, the coolest part of the story.
I would agree with you.
Because most people wouldn't do that. Most people are like, stop bugging me, kid.
Right.
But I like that. It was a good story. It was definitely her best dance.
Oh my gosh, she came alive.
It was outstanding.
Yeah, it was
to the Harry Potter theme.
Harry Potter theme. And I just thought everything about it, she just looked confident. Maybe because she was in her own, you know, her own element of their music and the whole thing. It was the routine was done well. He put a good little routine together with her.
I think this, like you said, you always say, this is the most we've seen of Keo, isn't it?
Yeah, because he doesn't usually stay around very long.
He usually gets the crummy part.
Yeah, he does. But it was a good one. I was impressed.
Yeah, nines across the board.
Yeah, absolutely.
I thought it was fantastic. Next up, we have Joe and Jenna doing the Vietnamese Waltz, the same dance.
Yes, poor Joe.
I think Joe just wants to leave.
You think so?
You can just see he's just not comfortable. He's not, you know, he's trying. He's giving
but he was all. Better.
He was better. I thought
he's not getting fours.
I would have gave him a seven. Just
yeah, just to give him a seven to be
he's
nice.
He's working hard. I mean, he's still there.
Yeah.
Which is kind of amazing. But if you could just see when they're giving the scores and after he's done, he's just like, I just want to go home. But his girlfriend, who is his longest relationship ever, she wants to stay because she wants to live in Los Angeles.
Yes.
That's what she said. I think that's what she said. Uh-huh. She likes being in LA.
All right. Well, anyway, I thought it was a good one.
I thought it was a good dance.
It was better for him.
It was much better.
Yes.
But
he's out of his element.
If you watch his face, you watch when they're doing the... Given the scores and they're giving the you could just see he's like, why am I doing this?
You think so? Why would he want to be on it?
Because, well, he, you know, looking for a job. I mean,
he's looking for a job, but still being comfortable. If you're not comfortable.
Well, he's agreed to do it and he's not going to be like some other people in the past.
Yeah, I see your point.
He's giving it his all.
But I think he's improved. He's not as bad as he was the first.
No, he has improved.
Yes.
I mean, there's no question. But to me, you look at it and he's... Maybe it's because he got a six right off the bat. He's like looking and going, what do I have to do?
Yeah, I see your point.
I mean, I thought he deserved better. I mean, people at home could disagree with us, but I thought he deserved better than sixes. And next up we have Juan Pablo and Cheryl doing the samba.
This was outstanding.
Now, he's had dance training. He's too good.
Yeah, this was outstanding. I mean, he looked like a professional with her. You would thought it was too professional dancing. I mean, it was just outstanding. I mean, I can't think of one thing that I didn't like about it. I mean, he just looks fabulous. He just looked like he was in his element, like he was born to dance. I mean, everything about it was phenomenal.
Yeah, he did look like a pro.
Yeah, he did.
And they did look, they looked
and his great butt looked fabulous. And then he got 10s across the board. Well deserved.
Well, when Lynn just goes, I have nothing to say, he gives a standing ovation. Yeah. You know, it Lynn was good. With a 10.
Yeah.
It's with yeah. Yeah, great dance, Juan Pablo.
Yes, excellent.
Can't question the scores. You deserve the 10s across the board.
Yeah.
Next up, we have John and Emma doing the waltz.
Yeah, that tonight I was crying, like, and almost in tears. I mean, this is a sad story. You know, his mom died. And
well, a couple of them, I go, can yeah. you just fast forward?
These? Yeah, it was too hard to deal with the sadness of it all. But anyway. Would you just skip
I
one?
Skipped out. We'll go back to that one. Yeah, I was like going, God, these stories I can't take. You know, this brings back some memories of, you know.
Yeah, of your situation. I lost my mom. You lost your dad.
Yeah, it's like, oh, I don't need this. I don't want to hear this.
Yes.
But it's part of the deal. You got to listen to it, and it's part of life. So.
Right.
I thought it was a good dance. I thought he deserved
better than the sevens. I mean, they just really didn't like it that much. Yeah, they just felt like he got lost into the memory and the whole moment of it, that he didn't really dance well. Yeah. I didn't think it was that bad. I'm not a professional dancer, so I don't see the things that they see.
I would have given an 8.
Yes,
but
I would agree.
I'm a little more generous than probably they are, but I thought it was a better dance than what they gave.
Yeah.
And then I did skip Alexis and Alan because we were talking about sad stories, and I go, God, can you fast forward?
Oh, that was a hard one, her mom dying. I can't imagine.
At
you know,
a young age.
Yeah, at a young age.
Especially,
I mean, I think as a mother-daughter situation, you know, you have your young years and your mom's everything. Then you become a teenager and your mom's like, you can't stand her. Then you become 18, 19, 20, you're still, you don't really know. And then by the time you hit 25, you're like, oh, she was pretty cool, you know? Yeah. And so then you're not to have that moment with that or be able to experience that, you know, like now, you know, I was a mean mom, but now they're like my friends. They're adults. They're 27, 29. I look at them as my best friends. I would never have said that when they were kids.
Oh, no.
You know, but now they are, so I can't imagine.
They're fun to hang out with.
Yeah, they are, so I can't imagine what that must have been like for her not to
Yeah,
have
so
that.
I was like, oh, man, can you just fast forward? I mean, and I feel bad because we watched it.
We did,
but
it
I was
all.
Like, I can't take it. I mean, I'm getting guilty.
Yeah, you were. Yeah, but she, and I thought she deserved it.
Contemporary.
It was a contemporary, and I thought she deserved a little, I mean, Lynn just gave her an 8, and he loves her.
Yeah, I was like going.
That shocked me. Did it shock you?
I was like. I thought he'd give her a 10.
I did too.
Because I thought it was an excellent dance.
Right.
But, you know, that's the whole lift thing where they're doing the lifts and the flips and stuff.
Right.
He doesn't. He's not like Carrie Ann, but he does question Alan's.
He watches the little things like the more details of the dance more and making sure it is. But it was a contemporary dance, so you would think the lifts are not as important.
I don't know, but I was shocked that Lynn only gave an 8.
Because you always say that's his favorite girl.
That's what I thought. Well, he said, you know, I love watching you dance every week. And then he gave her a lower score.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know, Lynn.
A little contradiction there.
Yeah, Lynn. Well, I don't know what's going on there, but great dance. Next up, we have Sharna and Bobby. Another story of like, oh, my God. Jeez.
Yeah, even Sunday, I go, oh, my God, he lost his mom in her 40s. That's a young time to...
Well, he had a rough life growing up. Grew up in a small town. Right. She had an addiction problem.
Right.
Which is...
Alcohol, had her met 15.
Yeah. But he said, I'm gonna finish.
And you know, the getting out of here was a good education.
And they were doing the contemporary. I should say.
And it was good. I mean, he a little parts, just a little bit there. He kind of like he was like a little bit off. Like when they jumped off the bed, he jumped before Shauna did.
Yeah, he jumped way before.
Yeah, but otherwise, it was much better than it was the week before.
It was his best dance.
It was his best dance, absolutely.
And I feel like he was a little more calmer.
Yeah.
A little more relaxed.
Yeah, I thought it was.
But yeah, they were in the contemporary. I don't know if I mentioned that. But yeah, Carrie Ann an 8, Len a 7, and Bruno.
An 8.
Next up, we have Tanisha, Tanache, I'm sorry, and Brandon doing the rumba. And this one wasn't a sad story. It's kind of just it was a happy story.
Yeah, it was interesting. You know, you know, she was singing at a young age. It was cute. And then she wrote her own song at 6. Who thinks to write a song at 6?
Well, I think our kids wrote songs at 6.
Did they? I don't know.
They just didn't have any talent. I'm kidding.
But it's kind of cool, you know, that you see, you know, because I'm sure many parents, it's difficult, you know, if you see your kid, you know, beating to their own drum, you know, you want them to conform. But, you know, me, I always wanted my kids to be not a conformist. I want them to do their own thing.
And they did.
And they did.
Except one. The middle one was a conformist.
So. Yeah, the other two did their own thing. But anyway, it was a good dance. I thought for sure she deserved 10s, but they didn't give her 10s.
Well, I can't believe she was in the bottom two.
I know.
I don't know how that is even possible.
I know.
It was like they had to pick somebody, so they're picking.
But you know, when you look back at Juan Pablo's dance, you can see why nobody gave tens to everybody because his was superior.
Yeah.
You know, he was by far outshining all the dancers.
This was an excellent dance.
Yes, but it wasn't a Juan Pablo dance.
Yeah. Yeah, so you couldn't give... You think they would have given 10s if Juan Pablo's dance had not been Cheryl and Juan Pablo's?
Yes, I think so.
So you could have got 10s?
Yeah. But I think Juan Pablo's dance was so superior.
You couldn't justify giving
10s? Yeah. Because I would take away that 10 from him. Because it was such a great dance. How do you stay with that? You know?
Even though their dance was excellent. They're great together.
Yes, they are.
They work really well together. Not like the whole family thing. Yeah. It was. But you liked about her family, though. You were saying they just said, well, she said they encouraged me.
Yeah.
You know, go ahead, at a young age, go ahead and chase your dream, which is, a lot of parents don't do that.
No, they don't. They want you to do what you want.
Well, because, too, you know, people chase their dreams and they get the dreams.
Well, and I think also parents know that life is difficult, and so sometimes if, you know...
You can chase that dream all you want, but sometimes only a small percentage get the dream, but it's a fine line.
Yes, it is.
But she made it, and she's going good. Next up, we have DeMarcus and Lindsay doing the Argentine tango.
Another sad story. As I told you, I said, I could imagine losing 3 kids.
Yeah, I was just like, I said, man.
Yeah, but he did. I thought the way he was throwing Lindsay around, I'm like, oh my gosh. It was like making me nervous.
And he had a twirling up.
I know. I'm like, gosh.
I thought it was a great dance.
I did too.
I thought it was probably not a 10 because of going back to the whole Juan Pablo theory. But I can't believe Lynn gave him an 8.
Yeah.
I was like, you know, because Carrie Ann a 9, Bruno a 9, and Len gave an 8, which kind of just shocked me. I thought he's a really good dancer.
Yes, he is.
I mean, right now, I think he could win it.
I think it's him.
Tinashe,
Juan Pablo, obviously.
Juan Pablo, and who else do we have here? We have, Alexis and Alan. I think they could win it.
Oh, that could be it.
Milo and Whitney.
I forgot about them. There's a lot of good ones. It's good. I mean, the top 5 I would say is Milo and Whitney. I would give it to you.
Yeah.
Alan and Alexis.
But you know, even Ivana and Keo.
They were pretty good.
Keo.
Juan Pablo.
Juan Pablo is definitely the top.
And then
Tinashe and Brandon are up there.
And then
DeMarcus and Lindsay.
Yeah.
Huh. So like 6 people we think could possibly win.
Yeah.
It depends on how they go.
Yeah, how the dance keep going, how the injuries impacting. You know, they're going to have injuries.
And then you have the fans voting.
And also the fatigue if they keep up their kind of style of dance.
Right.
They
could get a dance that they're not comfortable with.
Yes. Who do you think is going to go home next?
Well, let's see. We had Nancy and Val go home today.
Yeah, which
shocked
me.
That Val went home.
I don't think Val has ever been this quick out of
prop. Yeah, I don't know how Joe, again, nothing against Joe. Seems like a nice guy.
Yeah, but Val was much better than
Joe. But how is Joe still around?
It's popularity, sorry.
Yeah, I know it's popularity, but are people not seeing the same thing we're seeing? I mean, do you get to a point where you go, okay, I really like Joe, but this isn't Joe thing.
I don't know how it works.
I'll be shocked if Joe doesn't go home next week. I mean, he had the lowest scores of the night.
I would agree with you.
So I'm looking at all the scores.
I would agree with you.
But I wouldn't be shocked if it was someone else. But you know, it could be Bobby and Sharna.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I'm going to say it's going to be Joe.
All right.
Or it could be John and Emma though.
I'm going to go with those two: John or Emma or Joe. That's what I'm going to go with. Joe or John.
All right. And we did lose Nancy and Val, and you said you were shocked that Val went home so early.
Yeah. Like I said, I don't think he's ever been been out that fast. But I could be wrong. I haven't watched it from the beginning, so. I could be wrong.
You could be wrong. I could be right. What's that song? You may be wrong. I may be right. Billy Joel song.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, we did get some feedback from Joanne with a Plan. Remember, we asked some questions last week.
Oh, yes, that's correct.
And Joanne answered them.
Ooh, thank you, Joanne.
She said, some notes, I get the sense that Tom and Aaron were instructed to change things up a bit. And they have not quite gotten into the groove. I think the problem, too, is, like, tonight, especially at the end, they always run out of time. They run out of time.
They always run out of time.
Because at the end, Nancy and Val, she asked, Aaron asked, you want to say something about your partner? Well, I'm sorry, we got to go.
I know.
So I think they run out of time.
But they have producers with time management.
Well, obviously they don't.
Okay.
But anyway, so there's something going on. The chemistry between the stars and the host is just not there.
You know what I do notice though, that a lot of the dancers that go right up to Tom, give him hugs, and you can just tell that they look to him like a father figure. Some of the younger dancers. So
yes, I mean, it's there's just something off. Yeah. But you know, they're all having fun. Let's see. Mary Lou also had hip replacement surgery.
That's amazing.
Man, so for her to be out here getting eights, that's pretty impressive. Yeah. Let's see. I'm guessing the costumes are, because I asked what do they do with the costumes.
Right, you asked them, do they put them away? What do they do?
I'm guessing the costumes are clean and put back in the costume department to reuse as needed. So I guess that's if they could take it. But don't you have to have a certain size, though?
Yeah, but I'm sure a phenomenal seamstress could figure out, take something of that piece and put it together and do something. That makes sense, Joanne. That makes sense.
All right. On the first episode background video, Ivana did not say she could not dance. She said she applied for dance schools and was rejected.
Oh!
So that was your fault.
That was my fault. Okay,
I don't know. I'm just...
All right. I was taking the fault. Interesting.
It was both of us. Let's see. They also show how Danielle skis. She follows her husband. I think Danielle was unfortunate that the dancers this season are either really good or really popular. Joe, for example.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll be saying...
I'm surprised he's still on.
Yeah, so I got to go watch those videos and see what's going on. And while I'm no expert, I do find Nancy not to be as smooth as you need to be in the high scores. So that proved out
today. That makes
sense, yeah. You were watching a little more closely today. You said, yeah, she's...
Yeah, because you read that to me when Joanne first sent it, and I was like... Right. Yes, Joanne, you're correct.
Yeah. And I fear that Joe will make it to the end on popularity alone. I hope not. There is definite group of top performers, I would say, not in order. Tinashe, DeMarcus, Milo, and Juan Pablo. Mary Lou just has too many physical issues that will keep her from the top.
You're probably right. Yeah. I agree with everything you just said. Yeah.
So thanks, Joanne, for the plan.
Absolutely.
We appreciate that.
Yes. It's nice if people give us some feedback.
Yeah.
And then I had Jessica put a picture up there again for me for Juan Pablo. She said she couldn't do the butt, but that's okay, Jessica.
Why can't she do the butt?
Was she going to go take a picture of when he's dancing?
I'm sure there's somewhere on the internet that you can find Juan Pablo.
Well,
butt.
I enjoyed his dance tonight.
Yeah, he was excellent.
Yes.
Juan Pablo, you're number uno.
And you know what? And kids should stop picking on kids because they're not like everybody else. We should all... Why do we have to be like everybody? Why can't we just be who we are?
That's just the way the world is.
It's ridiculous.
We can have all the classes we want, but there's just mean people out there.
Well, then we got to teach kids at a young age not to be mean.
I agree, but it's something... It's just one of those things. Well, hey, they're not picking on me.
I don't get it.
I don't get it either, but that's just the way the world works.
Okay, if you had to make a prediction, like today was it, you had to say who the winner is, I'd say it's Juan Pablo.
Oh, Juan Pablo.
Yeah, you're with that.
I mean, just right now, he's got the looks, he's got the personality, and he's got the talent.
Yes.
So he's gonna get the fan vote.
Right.
Right.
And he's good looking, so he'll get some of the ladies.
I said that.
And the guys.
I said that already.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Why'd you say that?
I said he's got the looks, he's got the talent.
Oh, you're right. Okay, I'm sorry. I apologize.
Oh, and he's always...
I can't help it. Your hair is so distracting.
Because
it's like Bozo the Clown.
He's got such a great attitude.
He does.
So, but they all do.
Yeah, and again, it's so nice to see them all just enjoying the show so much, how much they appreciate being there. And
well, they all seem to get along.
Yeah.
Which is nice.
Yeah, it is nice. Absolutely.
It's nice for a change.
Yes.
Not that they don't get along. Anyway, that's all we got for this show. Out a little early, so a little bonus there for you guys, huh?
Oh, I bet they're excited.
And, you know, you can get really excited, go shop Amazon.
That's true.
Go to janejack.com/...
And there's a little slash... No, just go to janejack.com. That's it. And then in the box, it has a little Amazon. Click it, and then you go right to your Amazon account.
Because your daughter said she's been ordering stuff on it. I said, She goes, I don't know how to do it. I go, did you go on... She goes, yeah. I go, did you click on the box? She goes, yeah. I go, well, then you're doing it.
Is she?
Well, that's what she... I said, she goes, well, it looks like... I go, it does. It looks like your normal Amazon page.
Yes.
But every little bit helps.
Yes,
every
it does. Little bit,
the billions of dollars that are coming in from people shopping on Amazon are really helping a lot. I mean, it's fabulous.
What are we going to do the rest of the week now that we have nothing else to watch? We have nothing to podcast.
That's it. I'm done.
Maybe you can go babysit, help your daughter with the granddaughter, and you can fall asleep.
I already did that.
Okay.
Today.
Well, at least you got
I was
that
tired.
Obvious. All right.
But I held her. I didn't drop her.
I don't know how you did that.
You made
me nervous just looking at that picture.
Well, I even said to her, I said, why didn't you wake me up? Were you afraid? She goes, I know you won't drop her. I go, but
it's
I was
awful risky.
But I was it wasn't a deep sleep. I could still she was watching Bob's Burgers.
Uh-huh.
And I was watching it. And so I could hear it.
How could you not have been a deep sleep? Your mouth was wide open like you were out.
Oh, she just caught me in the middle of breathing.
Okay.
Come on.
She sent me a text when I was at work, and she says, I got Ava and Dad down for their naps.
I was out. I mean, you don't sleep at night, so...
Yes, I get it.
What are you going to do? Also, become a patron. Go to janejack.com. Just click on the button, become a patron. You can listen to this show, the broadcast, the Ramblecast is back, Married Man After Dark. Is that what we call it? Ramblecast After Dark? Or whatever we call it.
It's Ramblecast.
Is it Ramblecast After Dark? Yes. Thank you. They're all going strong and all having fun and all that different stuff. But you know what? I'd like to thank five patrons at this point. We thank them all. But I'm going to thank five at this point. Tack from Tokyo, Eckhart Rigner Glaffelder, Maggie the Magnificent, Joanne with the Plan, and Ed. Just Ed today.
Oh, good. I'm glad you're not going to say anything negative about Ed.
Ed.
Okay.
That's it.
All right. Sounds good.
Ed the Letter Carrier.
Okay. Thank you.
There you go. Not the creepy one.
I don't like that.
I didn't. It wasn't me that came up with it.
Who came up with it?
I think it was the broadcast.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, I don't know. I just all of a sudden it was out there. I don't know. I don't pay attention when how these names come about. That's all I got. Hasta luego. And good.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, guys.